takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia.
Turn, burn, burn, burn.
Brian M.
And the one, and the two, and a boop, boopy-doo.
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I can't dress myself? That's not right. I can't. Here's the problem. What do I wear all the time?
Jeans and a t-shirt
and a hat.
Usually black t-shirt,
blue jeans, like the 50s, I guess. And there's a hat. That's
no,
all 50s I ever wear.
A white t-shirt.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
So then, the bad guy.
No. So I just, that's what I wear. I just don't, because I work in trucking, and I just don't wear a suit or anything like that. I have one suit I bought, I don't know, 16 years ago. That I wear to weddings and funerals.
Okay.
That's it. So
I bet you I've seen that suit.
I'm sure you have. It's the only one I've got. So I'm like, okay. And then there was a company that we work with. Somebody had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So very sweet lady. Love her to death.
Never met her.
Just only talked to her like on the phone every day. That's where you get close to somebody. And she had just suddenly passed away, which was terrible. So the company's out of Staten Island, so I'm like, I have to go to this thing. And so I'm like, wait a minute. Whenever I put that stupid suit on for the past, when I got the suit, I was in really good shape. So I always have to be in good shape when somebody dies. I can't fit into the suit. It just won't work. And then, as luck would have it, whenever I'm going to the gym, somebody's going to die.
Oh,
because
no.
I'm in good shape, I can fit in the suit. So now I was in the best of shape. I'm like, all right, I probably gained a few pounds. And just the day before, I'm like, I better try this suit on.
Yeah.
You know? And it ain't working. It's just barely, like, I could, but I'd have to hold my breath,
yeah.
like, the whole time. And I'm like, okay, you know, it wasn't that bad, but it was tight. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, I have to go get a suit. You can't. It's the day before. I don't remember much about buying suits, but they draw on your pants,
yeah.
and then they do stuff. They go, you go away, and 3 days later, you have your suit. I'm like, just give me a suit now.
Right.
They don't. They got to hem it and do all this crap.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God. And I guess that's why you people look good in suits, because they're tailor-made and perfect. So I'm like, I'm screwed. I'm totally screwed. I'm like, okay, never fear. You've worked yourself out of weirder situations than this. So I drove to Sears. I'm like, I think they have suits there. Like, all I need is, like, a sport jacket.
Do they have suits there?
Yeah.
Like that,
I didn't know. I didn't know. I just, because normally, I don't do anything. I only have one suit. So,
yeah,
I'm like.
A sport jacket and khakis.
Yeah, so I'm like, and I don't even own it. Like, I have jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah.
Jeans. I'm like, okay, let me just go buy nice clothes. So I walk into Sears. This is the day before, maybe the day of.
Probably 9 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I need some clothes. So I walk into the men's section, and I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know sizes. I don't know anything.
You don't know your waist
and
size?
I know my waist size. That's the only thing I can get away with. So I'm like, okay, I know my waist size, and the jackets are pretty easy. The first thing I do is start with the jacket. They do have a suit section. I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Huh.
I just have to figure out my sizes. So I get the jackets, I'm putting them on. I don't know what's tight or not, because whenever I remember when I got my suit, you had to bend over backwards and do this and stretch your arms to make sure you had enough room. So I'm trying to, I'm just going like this with my arms, waving them back and forth inside the Sears, inside the jackets, trying to see if it's right or wrong, even though I don't know if it's right or wrong. And so I finally get a jacket. I'm like, wait, that part one is done. I got my jacket. Now the pants, I know the size of my waist, but they didn't have the sizes on the hanger and the sizes on the pants. So I kept looking at the size on the hanger, which wasn't always the size on the pants.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, this will fit. I can't even get on my leg. And it took me like 9 times to figure out that the sizes were wrong on the stupid hanger. Meanwhile, I don't know how you fold it. It's like origami. I don't know how you fold them to get them back on the thing. There's some secret. And I can't do it. So there's a whole rack of pants. And half the rack is just hanging off. And I'm trying to be, you know, like, put them back on. I can't do it. So I bring the next pair in. I'm looking at it like a science project. Like, okay, see where it's folded. See where the hanger goes. You can do this. As soon as I take it off and put it, it's gone out of my mind. And I have to put it back all shoddily. So there's a half. Finally get my pants. There's a half a line of pants. Half of them aren't even on a hanger anymore. And I'm trying to put them up. I'm like, oh, my God. I hope there's not cameras or something like that. I'm just screwed. So then, okay, so part two's done. I get the pants. So, okay, that.
But were they too long or too short?
They were good enough. I didn't. They were good enough. Yeah, it was what it was. So then I said, okay, I got past that part. This should be easy. Next is the shirt. Actually, that was the hard part. Because, like, pants, I know. Shirt, I don't know. T-shirts come in medium, large, and extra large. You know, you can't get a large dress shirt. Like, I don't know what my sleeves are. I don't know my neck size. I don't know anything. So I go to the shirts. I'm like, well, this is tough. This is bad.
Sometimes they're in a package.
Oh, no, yeah. They were all in packages. They were all in packages, and I'm like, I got one shot to get this right. Well, I can't fold the pants and put them on a hanger. You think I'm putting a shirt back in there?
With the pins?
You're out of your mind. I didn't know there were that many pins in shirts. I got it. I don't know. I don't buy shirts. So I said, okay, I'm just taking a shot in the dark here. This looks familiar size-wise. I don't know. I bring it into the thing, and yeah, you're right. As soon as I take it out of the package, there's a pin. Okay, then I'm unfolding it. Okay, arm goes left. Take arm out, pin. Goes, and
the little plastic around the
neck. Oh, God, there were so many pins, so much plastic. And I'm never putting this. And as soon as I got it unfolded, I'm like, I can't put this back in the bag.
No way.
And I'm like, well, it better fit. I put it on. It was a little big, but it was good enough. I guess, but I'm just like, it's good enough, because I can't, I mean,
yeah.
It was, the neck was fine, the sleeves made them a little bit long or something like that, I'm like, I don't care.
I don't know for sure, but you probably could have just, like, you know, put it back, like, given it to somebody there and said, yeah. Okay, the size didn't fit.
Machines can't do that. That's why shirts are so expensive. They got to pay people to fold them and put little pins in them. Mm-hmm. And machines can't do that right. To that degree. I don't think, maybe they can. But it was a pry, and I had all the pins laid out. This is pin 1A, 1B, left side, right side. And I get halfway through, I'm like, fuck it. There's no way I'm going to remember this. I just threw pins out. I'm like, screw it. I'm taking a shirt, whether it's good or bad. There's nothing I can do. So here's the other thing, is that Brian, you might laugh at this, but I don't know how to tie a tie.
I know how to tie a tie.
I don't know how to tie. I've
little overlapped.
It doesn't matter. You can say whatever you say with the Windsor knot and the whole little thingy. And I don't know. I've tried.
10 on 6.
And I don't know how to do it. Okay? Because, again, I don't wear a tie. I've been wearing the same tie for 15 years. I just take it off gently. Put it on my head. So then, and I have like 3 of them. Uh-huh. Right? But they were tied by like my uncle 17 years ago. So if you see me with my suit, that tie was tied 17 years ago. And every time you take it off, it's a little bit off line.
Yeah.
So it's probably a little askew at this point. Because I hang over to the left, but hey, it still goes up and down. And I can't believe this knot still works after 17 years. So then I go, and I happen to be passing by the ties. And I see them there, and I'm looking at them longingly, knowing I can't get one because I don't know how to tie one. So, and then I look at it, and I go, these are tied. This is weird. And I put my finger on it, and it zippers down. And it's like, this is the best invention in the world.
Wait, what?
It's a zipper. It's like, it's not like a, you know, like a clip-on tie.
Okay.
Like, it goes around your neck and everything like that, and zips down, and zips up, and zips down, and zips up. Like this.
Wow.
And then you just lock it into place. And it's a perfect knot. I'm like, this, I was meant to have this.
Nice.
I wish I was a paper cup. I wish I was. Life would be great. Sipping champagne. Life would be ecstasy if I were a paper cup. I think you and me drinking endlessly if I were a paper cup. Oh, catch me if you can. recycled again, a paper cup. I wish I was a paper cup. I wish I was. Life would be great. Sipping champagne. Life would be ecstasy if I were America. I said you and me drinking endlessly if I were America. I wish I was. Life would be great. Sipping champagne.
Okay, welcome back to the Imaginary Radio Show. At this point in our show, two friends of mine, Rich and Howie, had stopped by. So this next segment here, we're going to catch them up on what's going on and continue with the story.
Okay, where was I? Where
your
was
zipper tie.
Oh, yeah, your zipper tie.
Let me catch Rich and Howie up real quick.
Okay.
I was telling a story about how I've had the same suit for 20 years. You'll like this. Because I wear this what I wear every day. You know what
I mean? Didn't know you had a suit.
Exactly. So then somebody died, so I needed a suit. I have one suit, right? But when I bought it, I was really in shape. So then I'm not really that in great shape, so I'm like, I better try this thing on. And then I gotta shush it. So then I go, I better try this thing on. It's tight, I'm like, I ain't gonna fit in this. Now what am I gonna do? And I can't go buy a suit because I gotta mend it and hem it and I'll do all the bullshit to it. So I went to Sears and I just, you know, got the pieces of it together. So that's what I was just telling them. That was
okay, okay, really okay.
Good. It's funnier when you hear it. It's not even funny, but...
That was a good story. All right, so your zipper tie.
Yeah, you're with the zipper tie. So then, okay, so I don't know how to tie a tie. The ties that I've had, like my uncle's tie...
Did you have clip-ons?
No, I had my uncle's tie like 17 years ago, and I have like three of them. And then, you know, whatever shirt I'm wearing, I just pick the tie, and I gingerly put it over my head and slide up the knot because I don't want to screw up the thing. And I've been doing this for 15 years.
Yeah.
And they're a little off kilter, but they still work. They still go up and down.
Oh.
So now I'm in the Sears, and I walk by the ties, and I look at them lovingly. Like, I wish I can buy one of those and tie it. And then, but I see them, and they're all tied. I'm like, I don't get it. Well, how are they tied? And I push down on it, and it goes all the way down. I'm like, this is cool. And it goes all the way up, and there's a zipper behind it.
You have the knot,
and the knot goes up and down.
I'm crying.
I can be caught dead with one of those.
I have one.
Got the half Windsor, man. The half Windsor, you know?
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. Trust me. So I have the zipper tie like a 5-year-old.
Have you bought it?
Oh, yeah.
What does that look like? Mommy's just plain black.
Yeah, it's plain black.
Aw, boring.
Well, funeral.
I don't care.
That's a Toy Story on the bottom.
So I got my zip-up tie on my... I did one step above a clip-on. Give me that, at least. At least it goes around the neck.
Here's the originality. I haven't seen that.
Me neither. I'm like, this is the best invention. It's like, you know, polio vaccine, this tie. Like, one right after the other. Like, this is great. So I buy the tie, and everything's good. So now I get to buy my whole montage of clothes.
Shoes?
I have shoes.
Okay.
So then I go to the front. And then the shirt's askew. I didn't really bother putting it back in the bag. Because what am I going to shove it in the bag? Mm. So I just throw this shirt on the table. I'm like, here's the packaging so you can ring it up. Here's my pants. And then I throw the suit jacket on. I'm like, how does this look? To the lady, she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, just how does it look? Because I don't know how it looks. You're a girl.
You're a girl.
Yeah, they know. I don't know whether the sleeves right.
We don't know.
No, she knew. She's like, you know, that's fine. It's okay. You'll get by with it. She understood how... what pressure I was under, I think. She just looked at me, I'm just coming over with all these clothes. And they're all askew, and I throw it on the table with my zipper tie, and I just said, how do I look?
She just wanted to go home.
I guess, because she's trying to bag everything. I'm like, just don't bother. Just don't bother. I'll wear it out. I'll go right in the place. I don't care. So, and then that was my son. I put my suit together, and I had a suit. And nice. That was it. And then I went to the wake, which was in Staten Island. The person that had passed away, let me reiterate, was somebody that I worked...
Your company.
The company that they worked with, our company. So I spoke to this woman every day on the phone for like 2 years. Like every day.
So you didn't know what she looks like?
No.
So the first time you met her was in a box?
Yes.
Oh,
so wow. Basically, and I went with a coworker of mine, same exact like situation.
Suit?
What?
Did she like your suit?
Oh, she was perfect. Probably the only one that didn't. You wore a fucking zipper tie to my wake. So it was a weird wake because I go in there and I'm like, I don't know anybody. I don't even know the dead person.
You could be at the wrong one.
Yeah, you're a funeral crasher, man.
I always wanted to do it just to see what it was like, and now I'm doing it. I'm like, I don't know anybody. This is going to be weird.
But it's not the same, like, it wasn't the same, like, do I have, like, 10 phone numbers and stuff? And
it was a big suit. Staten Island's not very large. It is what it is, but there aren't a lot of funeral homes. Maybe. I don't know. There's, like, 3-4 levels to this place. Dead body after dead body after dead body. And I'm like, all I know is the first name. Please don't let there be two. Please don't let there be two.
It was one. Like, thank John.
Her name's Mary. So, I'm like, okay, I found her. You know, and then they walk in, I'm like, this is weird, man, I don't know, a soul. The only people that I knew was her boss and other people that worked with her. I knew their voices.
So you had to listen for them.
So, I go up to the casket, okay, this is what you look like, I'm so sorry, you know, really sweet.
You're sorry that she looked
love
like that.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for someone she sounded like this. Can you hear? That's what, do you know?
I'm sorry.
So then I'm sitting with the girl, I went with the girl, Michelle, a co-worker of mine. So then we go up to the casting. This woman just comes running up to us. I'm like, oh boy, I don't know what this is. She's like, who are you? I'm like, I don't even know her. I knew her from work. She's like, you only knew her from work? Yeah, I'm like, I only knew her voice. You know, it's a
that's
weird relationship. It was a weird, and it happened to be her, like, her niece or something like that. She was very, very nice. She said, thank you. That's wow, it's amazing you guys came. She said, listen, I worked with her for a couple of years. She's a very nice lady. So now I'm with Michelle, and I'm like, all right, all you have to do is find the boss, say hi, the boss and the other girl that works there, say hi, and we're out of here. I don't know what they look like. So we're walking up to everybody and just leaning into them like this to listen to them talk. Everybody in the place. And I'm like, I gotta find this person. And they all from Staten Island, they all have that accent. You know, I have a Jersey accent. Well, guess what? Everybody in Staten Island, like, it could be her. I don't know. And we walked up to everybody in the place and just, and people were just walking around the whole place leaning up against people. No, and then this one, and we were looking at the guest book too, like when people walk in and sign their name. So as soon as somebody walked in and signed their name, we'd run over there, look at the name, no, damn it. And we were doing it. It's like, what's wrong with these two people? So anyway, so then this woman walks in, she's got that face like the I own a company kind of face. You know what I mean? It's a woman that had this company, she owns a company.
All
right. So I'm like, she, you know, and her husband was like kind of like dragging behind. Yeah. I'm like, that's gotta be her. I bet you that's her. So she walks in like she's the Queen of England. And then the husband walks in and signs the book.
Like his principal.
Yeah, exactly. And he signs the book, and I run over to the book. I'm like, that's her, that's her, that's her, that's her. And that's how we found her.
Wow.
I walked up to her, I'm like, Rosie! She's like, who's this person in the ill-fitting suit? And it was me. She never met me before either. This person was coming up to her and hugging her.
Aww.
That's when I met Rosie, so. So I got my suit, and everybody's happy.
So now, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear next?
I don't know, when somebody dies.
Dude, hang on to the receipt, bring it back.
Yeah, no, so now I have a suit when I'm fat, and I have a suit when I'm skinny.
Did you ever iron it, or?
Well, no, I get it cleaned. Okay. So I go, then I just clean it, and I hang it in the closet. So now I have two suits, one skinny, one fat, and three ties, but one zipper tie.
Can we teach you how to tie a tie?
No. My father tried. He was very upset with me.
I had a tie.
He was disappointed.
I had a tie. I was like 12, 13 or something. I loved Prince. Prince was just, oh my God, I love him. I had this purple sparkly tie. Like, he used to have that he used to have that purple sparkly.
Mr. Zipper tie saying oof to that.
Yeah, right. He used to have that purple sparkly jacket. I had this purple sparkly tie, and I was going to school dance one night, and all the girls were going to wear ties. And I had to get my dad to tie it for me. I didn't know how to tie it. and he didn't want to do it in the privacy of our own home because it was a purple sparkly tie.
Because he had to tie it on himself.
Yeah, because he had to do it on himself. I'm like, Dad, are you kidding me? Come on. So I made him do it. I think I still have it.
Brian's thinking, you know what? If it's tied already, it might be an option.
Did when you did you say that? If somebody died, I'm
yes, going. It was still tied, and I used to hang it on my doorknob.
Can you wear that to my funeral?
Can I kill you?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you can bring it to my funeral.
How about next Wednesday?
Do we have to go to you?
No.
Right. Well, you're prohibited anyway.
Could we just do like the webcam?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Awesome. Make a webcam my funeral.
That's true.
That would be good.
Yeah,
good
watch.
Nobody.
All right.
The least watch thing in the world.
Well, if you're on the webcam, could you just say, like, sign in the guest registration online?
Sorry, you're dead. Get better soon, okay? That can't happen.
Hey, Aina, did someone make your tires? That's zip up in the box. It's the last minute. What do you have on?
LOL. OMG.
That's great.
That's terrific.
Your funeral's getting better and better.
I know, not like, for nothing, but I'm going to miss it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and when you're there, I got to look. I'm going to say, can I just look underneath that tie? Is it the zipper?
I got to get buried.
Everyone's going to be tie.
That'd be so cool. You come up to Cassie, you do a little genuflect, and then you zip up and down a tie. I got it on. If you're listening to this radio show, and I die, come to my wake, see if I have the zipper tie on. If you yank and my head comes up, but you can play with it while I'm there. I'm not going to touch it.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.